Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me this week. Doing something a little new today, okay? We're going to be doing a little bit of an unboxing, all right? Audio unboxing. Okay, that's probably the first time it's ever been done. So grab a drink. Let's have some fun. Okay, so I just got in the mail today a small box. Here it is. You can hear it. There you go. This is not ASMR. That's not what I'm doing here. Okay, I got a box. And in my hand is a multi-tool type of a thing. It's got a knife. It's got a corkscrew. It's got a bottle opener. It's got some sort of a magnifying glass. And it's really dirty. I gotta clean it. So that's that. Got the knife out. This is the same knife that I used to scratch off my winning lottery ticket all those years ago. Okay. Gonna open this bad boy up. Here we go. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is also the same knife I used to open most of my Blu-rays. All right. We got some bubble wrap. That's good. Oh, yeah. Inside is an officially licensed PlayStation trophy. Close the knife. Here we gotta do this. Bubble wrap. Okay. Inside, as I said, officially licensed trophy glass. I pre-ordered this from Merchoid, I believe. Months ago, I saw Greg Miller of Kind of Funny tweeted it out. I ordered it. I'm gonna open this bad boy up here. There you go. It's got some plastic. Throw that away. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it looks like a PlayStation trophy. It's got the logo, PlayStation logo. It's got the square, triangle, X, and circle. And it's a cup. It's a mug. You put some liquid in there. Drink it. Drink out of it. I saw his tweet today. Greg got his. And not suitable for dishwasher or microwave. So there you go. Paladone products. Paladone.com. Well, I got it from Merchoid. Whatever that is. Now normally I'd probably wash this, but since I don't want to walk over there, and you know what? I'm going to wash it and I'm just going to pause this. Okay. I washed it. I'm back. So yeah, I gotta be careful when I wash things too, because not only do I drop things and shatter them a lot, but, my water is incredibly hard, and if I don't get the water off, it's going to spot up and it's going to be all fucked up. But, this glass is glass, and the logos, PlayStation logo, and the symbols, sacred symbols as you might call them, trademark, Collins Last Stand, trademark, are indented into the glass, so it's not a sticker. Fan of the show, got me a PlayStation mug. Also my friend, that has stickers on it, but the mug is like rainbow fucking multicolored. It's really cool. I don't put that in the dishwasher because I don't want the stickers to peel. But yeah, I was just gonna use it right here, right now. So let's do a little one of these. Woo! That's not a beer. I'm taking a little break. This is just a soda. It's called Zevia, okay? tastes like Diet Pepsi, but it's clear and it doesn't have any sugar in it or artificial sweeteners. And it's clear, so it's, you know, probably better for your teeth color-wise, I would imagine. There's the can. Throw that away. And let's do a little sippity sip. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. This is also in the shape of like a bronze or a gold or whatever silver trophy. It's not a platinum. I don't think you could drink out of a platinum trophy. But, it's funny. Greg also tweeted that he was going to drink out of it when he gets his 100th platinum. And I was like, oh, maybe I should drink out of it when I get my platinums or whatever. But then I thought, no, I'll just use it when I want it. Which is probably going to be every podcast. Another thing about that mug that I got from my boy, it is just a coffee mug. So it's hard to put like a beer in, or if I want a mixed drink. This just held the can of soda I put in, but I feel like it's bigger than the other one, so I'll probably use it more. No offense to you. You're not going to listen to this anyway. It's fine. Let me adjust this microphone. This is going to sound... Oh, my God. All right. Okay. So there's that segment of my episode. Sorry. I didn't know what I was going to talk about this week. I didn't have a topic, really. Didn't have a game. But then I thought... Or I read a tweet from someone that I follow, and this person stated that, or asked a question, what is one game that you would like to go back to and play before PS5 comes out? And the first game that came into my head was Rezogun. Oh, yeah. And the reasoning, he also asked for the reasoning, and that was because it's a perfect game. I saw a lot of people talking about Horizon and Infamous and a bunch of games. Typically, I don't go back and play platinumed games, and I've platinumed most of those games that I would have considered. But Rezogun, I haven't done an episode on, and it's top 10 favorite game of all time. And that's crazy to think about. And I will explain. So when I got a PS4, or when it was coming out, I played some demos at Best Buy. There was a couple cool indie games that I saw. I was seeing previews for Killzone and Octodad. I was like, these all games look fine. I'm probably going to buy it. End up buying it, you know, day one. And there's not a whole lot of games that you can pick from. And especially when you just drop $400 on a new system. I mean, I'm not made of money. So I bought Killzone. And I bought... What the fuck else did I buy? I might have just bought Killzone. And then I knew that there was a couple PlayStation Plus games for free already. So then I think I got a couple games in the weeks after that. But, you know, right off the bat, I was like, didn't have a lot to play. And that's usually the case for, you know, for new systems launching for most people. And at the time I was listening to Podcast Beyond, and Colin Moriarty said, now of Sacred Symbols, PlayStation Podcast, Colin's Last Stand, you can go follow him on Patreon. Colin's Last Stand. He recommended this game called Rezogun, and it's a twin stick shooter, kind of like Super Stardust, that was on PS3. And I have enjoyed a twin stick shooter or two in my day. I think the first one I even played that I can really remember was and Project Gotham Racing on the Xbox 360, Geometry Wars. And I loved that game. I think I played it more than probably the actual racing game. I think it was Project Gotham Racing. It might have been something else. It could have been something else. Anywho. I played Super Stardust, maybe a demo or something. I don't know. I don't love them. I don't really like Super Stardust for some reason. I think it's the perspective, the fact that you're moving around the globe. It's the way the camera is set that I don't like, for some reason. I've tried to play it on the PS3, the Vita, maybe the PS4 even. I can't even remember it, but I just don't like the game. So Rezogun, he keeps talking about it, and he keeps talking about it, and I'm like, well, I don't know. And then it's free on PS Plus. I'm like, okay, well, I try it. And again, I don't have that many games, and I don't remember the initial reaction I had, other than I couldn't stop playing. It was like, okay, I died. Well, I'm going to try it again. And then, oh, I figured out this. And, oh, that's what that does. And, oh, if I pick that human up and do that, I can do that. So Rezogun, probably should describe it a little bit. It's a twin stick shooter. You're a little spaceship. You have three spaceships to choose from. The graphics are blocky, as in what they call voxels. So it's really high resolution and looks really gorgeous, but it's made up of blocks. And you're a little spaceship. You're trying to say every level starts with a woman's voice that just says, "Save the last humans." So you've got these little blocky green humans, quote unquote, who you have to unlock either by progressing through the level or doing certain challenges during the level. And then when you unlock them, they fall out of these little cells, like prison cell type thing, you know, cages. And you have to go pick them up and then throw them into a tractor beam, and that saves them. And you get points and whatever. And everything's about points. It's all about getting points. I mean, you could beat the game fairly easily, but you want to get the high score. That's the point. So, and there's no real, I don't know if there's a description or any, like, I don't know if it tells you what to do. It's just like, oh, if I do this, if I shoot all the green spaceships, then it unlocks that human. Or I have to have a score this high. Oh, and it unlocks a human. If I don't have a score that high by this time, then the human dies. Stuff like that. Or you have to shoot some of the enemies in a certain order. And it's really deep once you get into it. But on the surface, it's easy. You are a spaceship. You go left and right, up and down. I mean, those are the directions. It's like the camera doesn't move up and down, but it moves left to right. Or the camera doesn't even move, but the level will move. So if you're pushing the left stick right and you get to a point, the level will kind of rotate around and you can always see what's behind you. It's like a big cylinder that you can visualize the whole map, and you can see, oh, there's enemies over in that direction. There's enemies over here, this, and for some reason, that drew me in. And then you get power-ups, and you get your score gets multiplied, and then unless you die, and then you lose it. It's just really addicting, and it's not too over. It can get very overwhelming, but for some reason, I'm really good at the game. Not the best, but I'm pretty good. Like, I never thought in these most games that I can beat it on the hardest or whatever. And this game, I played through the master difficulty. I beat it multiple times. I platinumed the game. I went to the Vita, I platinumed it, and the Vita version is the base version, and it is very low res, but I still have fun with it. I platinumed it. And they did make several updates to the game, added co-op and different modes and all this, but I never got into those modes. I mainly stuck with the regular, so there's an arcade mode. You start the first level, you choose one of three ships, you start with the base weapon, no power-ups, and the further you get more power-ups, and then those power-ups continue through each of the levels. Now, if you want to play single levels to just try and get a high score on a single level, say, for instance, I think it's the third level, my favorite level, called Decima. Is it called Decima? I think I should know that, but now I'm just getting confused with the Decima engine, but I'm pretty sure it's called Decima. When you start the third level in single level mode, your ship is already granted all the power-ups you would have gotten if you completed through the arcade mode. So you already got homing missiles if you're on a certain ship or whatever. So you're not high and dry on that. Now, I became interested in this level, this one level. I got really good at it. I started learning every detail about all the enemies, all the patterns, this, and I got really good. And I got like top 100 in the world, and then top 60 in the world, and then top 40, top 30. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to go for top 10. And I was looking up tutorials because I knew how to play the game and I knew what to do, but I was like, how are these people getting these fucking scores that are so goddamn high? And I saw a couple videos where they showed the trick at the end. Every level has a boss, and this boss is fairly easy if you're paying attention. It's very easy if you're paying attention. But you can really maximize your score if you do it right. And I was determined to get in the top 10. And I played this over and over, weeks and weeks. And I would put on music. You know, I'd put Spotify on or some shit, and I would just listen to music. Eventually I looked up who had the top score in the world. I sent him a message and I was like, dude, how the fuck did you do this? And he laughed and, he's just like, don't die. get good. Yeah. So I friended him on the PlayStation Network, and I was talking to him back and forth, telling him my goal, like, hey, man, I want to get top 10. Never going to beat your score. I mean, the top 10 was like hundreds of millions. Or the top 10 was like less than 100 million. Then top 5 was like 100 million. Then the top is like, he had like hundreds of millions above the second score. And I was like, how is that even possible? And he was like, you need to do the method where you hold all the humans till the end. And I had seen this method on YouTube, but I said, hell no, I can't do this. It's too much for me. But my goal wasn't to get number one. My goal was to get top 10. So I never really tried either. I kind of want to go back and try sometime. But the method is every time you unlock a human, they'll sit there for a while. They'll run back and forth on the ground, and you don't have to pick them up immediately, but if you leave them too long, an alien spaceship will come down and pick them up, and then it will slowly go to the top, and you can shoot the alien spaceship and grab them again and then throw them on the ground. Now, the method here, the strategy, is to wait for the alien spaceship to come, shoot it, and just leave the human. Don't pick them up, don't do anything with them. And then when all 10 or however, there's like bonus ones, when they're all there next to a tractor beam at the very end of each level, when the boss battle begins, the boss battle begins and all the humans start to float. They will start floating up to the top. And if you do not get them in time, they will die. And you will not get any points or any of that shit. So if you have them all next to the tractor beam, they will all start to float. And you can just shoot them right into the tractor beam. And you will get points, points, points. And the multiplier will be astronomical. I cannot do it. Or at least, I haven't gotten good enough yet. Because I did end up getting into the top 10 on Decima, on Experienced, which I believe is the third. There's like Easy, Rookie, there's Rookie, oh yeah, okay. There's Rookie, Experienced, Veteran, and Master. I got the top 10 on Veteran. And Rookie, you can only get times 5 multiplier, Experienced times 10, Veterans times 15, Masters times 20. So the harder the game is, the more points you get. But it's also harder to keep the multiplier because in order to keep the multiplier, you have to keep shooting enemies. And if you do not shoot an enemy within a couple seconds within Master, you lose it. And it gets easier from then on, or from lower difficulties. It gives you more of a grace period. So I chose Veteran, got into the top 10. I was very excited. I believe the last time I went, I was 13th. I'm probably lower now, but fuck it. I achieved my goal, okay? Achieved my goal. Now, I did try to do this on the Vita on the same level, and I did do it. I got number one in the world. Thank you. Thank you. Number one in the world. I believe I do not hold that anymore, but that's okay. And the other thing about the Vita version, it is the base mode, 3 ships, you get your levels, you're done. Like I said, the PS4 one was patched with more modes, co-op, and a really cool feature to create your own ship. And I created a ship, 2 ships. And you can download other ships that people upload. So there's crazy ones like PlayStation logo flying around, or you're a PS4 flying around, or Bart Simpson, or X-Wings, all kinds of crazy shit. So I made one modeled after Barry's 44 Magnum in Resident Evil, which is funny to fly around and shoot aliens out of Barry's 44. It's really nice. I might have even uploaded it. If you play Resident Evil, you might be able to find it. And I made another ship called the Master Commander. Oh my god, my foot's cramping. Shit. That is painful. I'm standing. Hopefully that goes away. Oh my god. Anyway, so I made this ship. And with the ship creator, you can tweak all the statistics. So all the ships, the stock ships that the creators made, 3 of them, have 3 different, I think it's 3 or 4 different, attributes like speed, your special move, or not move, but it's like a holy fuck beam that shoots out and murders everything in slow-mo. I can't remember what that was called, but yeah, you can shoot that or bump up the stats on that, and then it'll be easier to charge it and then more powerful to shoot it, or long, it will take longer, so you can destroy enemies longer than if the stat was lower. Agility, so how quick your ship goes up, down, and, you know, left and right. But with the, if you create your own, you can change your statistics any way you want. Now, you can't put it all maxed out. If you have everything maxed on your, what is that fucking call? I gotta look that up. That's gonna bug me. It's like your special weapon. Let's look it up. Rezo gun. Rezo fun, I typed. Rezo gun special whamp. I can't type right now. What's it called? Oh boy. Oh, I don't know. Overdrive. Nailed it. Look at that. I got it from PlayStation blog. Overdrive. That's what it's called. You use the button. You got overdrive. You got bombs and stuff, too. I think that's it. A bomb and an overdrive. That's all you get. So you press the overdrive button. Time slows down. You can, like, touch the enemies. Nothing can kill you. Everything's getting murdered. So if you max that out, your agility is going to suffer. Or whatever else is going to suffer. Your overall speed. If you max out that, then your overdrive is going to suffer. So you can't cheat in that regard, thankfully. But mine was the slowest and something else. And then it was maxed overdrive. And then you can only choose the three weapon sets that exist currently in the game. So the fastest ship has homing missiles. So you can be literally flying the opposite direction and shooting people behind you. It's good to start out the game with that one because it's very user friendly. The other one has a fast machine gun type of thing, and I don't like it because it just shoots straight and that's it. That's all you get. And then the strongest, the Phobos, I don't know how you say it. That is got super powerful gun. And it also shoots at an angle up and down. But it is the slowest ship. So that's what I used. Did I use that? I don't remember. I don't know what my ship had. But I cracked top 10. And I love that game. I also like the music in that game. I like the boss battles. The lady, the voice who tells you things like power-ups and all kinds of other stuff. Her voice comes through the controller, and I always love that. You can turn that off, I suppose. But yeah, and that's another one of those games where you can turn that thing on in 20 years and it won't have missed a beat, you know? 20 years from now, Lord knows what God of War, that God of War will look like. It'll be fucking just ridiculous. And then we're going to look at this God of War that just came out and we're going to be like, wow, that's not great. Or, you know, whatever. These types of games, I don't think they age. And I could play that forever. Probably. I kind of want to play it right now. So I got it for PlayStation Plus. I never bought the game, but because I liked it so much, I was very excited to see what the company put out next. The company who makes it, by the way, is called Housemarque. They were, I think, publishing games or making games or whatever. Fucking can't even talk. They were making games only for PlayStation, I believe. They're not owned by them. They're second party. But they made Dead Nation on PS3 and 4 and Vita, I think. They made Super Stardust, which is, you know, why I didn't really think I would like this Resogun game. But here's the thing. Out of all the games they made, this is still my favorite, and I'm not still a huge fan of most of them. There is a game called, you know what, let me look this shit up too, because I get a couple of these pretty confused. Point of this little story here is that I've bought in every game since Resogun that they've put out on PS4, and nothing has matched it for me. And that's no offense to them. They make different types of games. I mean, they could have just made Resogun 2 and whatever, but they put out free stuff for it. So it was almost like, you know, I guess it would be cool if they had different levels and stuff. I'd pay a lot of money for Resogun 2. Let's see what their other games were real quick. Okay, Storm Divers. That game apparently is coming out this year. I've not seen anything about it. Don't know. Resogun. Nex Machina. Now this game, that's the game I was going to talk about. I bought that and I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. It was like a platformer but you do shoot with the right stick, and it was very hard for me to get the controls down. I never did get the controls down, and I never beat it. I was like, I just can't do it. Then Alien Nation. I bought Nex Machina, I believe, day one, and Alien Nation I bought on sale because it looked like... fuck me. You know what? See, I just said the thing that I was like, I get these games confused all the time, and I just did it. Okay. Matterfall is the game that is a platformer where you use the right stick to shoot and all that, and you're running and jumping. You're like a person in a suit running and left to right or whatever. I never got those controls down. Now, Nex Machina, I did get those down. That is like a weird mix. It's a weird mix between a lot of games, but I do enjoy this one. It's most like Resogun to me in the way that it plays and looks and sounds and feels, but it's still not Resogun. But it's voxel-y. It looks like everything's made up like Resogun. But you are on foot, and it's like an ISO camera and like a 3/4 whatever, and you're running around and you have to clear the levels, clear the sections, move on to the next section, clear it, save the humans. Same kind of concept, but different perspective, different game. I do like that game a lot, but not nearly as much as Resogun. And then Alien Nation, which I was not excited for. That was 3 years after Resogun, and then Matterfall and Nex Machina came out in 2017. But Alien Nation looked most like Dead Nation. And you're running around, isometric camera. I think that's fucking right. I could be wrong. And you're shooting enemies with the right stick. All these are twin stick shooters, kind of. So you're running with the left stick, shooting with the right, and you got power-ups and bombs and whatever. I played that a couple times. I don't know. That's not my thing. I would like to get to play it, though. And I did not realize that game was like co-op online because somebody joined my game and I didn't want to play with anyone. But then I felt bad because we were playing together and then I was dying all the time. See, I was like, I don't want to play with anybody because I don't even know how to play the game. I don't even know the controls yet. Now I got a guy fucking running in here relying on me to not die, and he's probably pissed. He was probably like, thank God, somebody to play with. And then I'm like some asshole running around getting murdered every 10 seconds. I don't know the controls. So I bailed on that game. Sorry about that. But Resogun. Oh, they also made Outland. Didn't play that very often. That was a PS Plus game as well. That was on PS3, however. They've made a bunch of shit, apparently. Like a whole bunch of shit. But those are what I know. I mean, I guess the first Stardust game was in 1993. I don't know what it was on, but... well, I can click on it and find out. Let's find out. It was on Atari, DOS, and Amiga OS. Wow. Okay. Amiga released by... I guess they were Bloodhouse back then. I don't know. No. Two companies made it? Hey, I don't know. You can read it on Google. Stardust. Stormdivers. I'm not sure. Okay, let me click on this. Oh. Stormdivers is on Microsoft Windows. So maybe this is not coming to PlayStation. I was not aware of this. So that's not good. I do remember... After Nex Machina came out, I believe, they were like, we are not making enough money for these games. No one's playing this shit. We love making them, but we need to do something else. And that makes me sad, but I feel, I did buy all the games. They're not my favorite games ever, but I did spend my money on them, so I gave you something. But it's funny that my favorite one I don't own. But, you know, if something ever happened, I would love to own Resogun physically for some reason. I would also love to own Resogun merch, like t-shirts and shit. I just love that game. I really do. If you've never played it, highly recommend it. You can probably get it for like $10, if that. And if you have it on PS Plus, if you happen to redeem it, never play it, fucking play it. Because I don't like those games, and it's my top 10 in my top 10. So, I mean, come on. Shit. You're not going to fucking trust your boy over here? But thank you, Colin Moriarty, for really beating that drum, because I probably would not have played it. And I also think it's an interesting thing. Smaller developers, or developers that aren't, you know, making Call of Duty, try to get out on a system on launch in the first month or first couple weeks. You know, not everybody's going to have all these games. If you got a $10, $20 game, $30 game, somebody's going to be like, oh, I'm tired of playing this. Oh, I'll check that out. And then, you know what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying. Business guy over here. All right. Resogun. That's this week's episode. Please find me on Twitter and talk to me about Resogun or Alien Nation or Next Machina or Dead Nation or Outland or Storm Divers or Super Stardust or Matterfall. You can find me at Popcon Jacob. That is PopconJacob. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.